we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Members of His Body. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 8, verse 12 to 14. If you sin against your brothers or sisters in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. I have just read the New English Translation. Rabiu's village was steeped in tradition and animosity toward Christians. The few believers there were often ostracized, ridiculed, and attacked for their faith. Yet, despite the persecution, they remained steadfast and refused to retaliate. Over time, an unusual pattern began to emerge. Those who harmed the Christians often faced inexplicable misfortunes. The villagers whispered among themselves, calling the Christians untouchable. The most chilling incident involved Rabiu's father. A prominent and influential figure in the village, he took it upon himself to destroy the small, makeshift church where the believers gathered. One night, under the cover of darkness, he set the church on fire, believing he had successfully hindered their progress. But he fell mysteriously ill and passed away, leaving the entire village in shock. Rabiu was deeply affected by his father's death. At first, he was filled with anger and resentment toward the Christians. But as time went on, he couldn't ignore their unwavering faith and the peace that seemed to radiate from them despite their suffering. One day, he decided to attend one of their gatherings. The message of love, forgiveness, and the truth of Christ pierced his heart, and he gave his life to the Lord. As Rabiu grew in the faith, he began to understand the reason behind the divine protection the Christians seemed to enjoy. He learned that the church is not just a building or a gathering of people. It is the body of Christ. Persecuting believers is, in essence, persecuting Christ himself. This truth is echoed in Matthew 25, 34 to 46, where Jesus describes the final judgment. He explains that acts of kindness or cruelty toward his disciples are acts directed toward him. When Scripture reveals that disciples are members of Christ's body, it's a statement of profound truth. To harm a believer is to harm Christ, and he does not take this lightly. Go into today remembering that every true disciple of Christ is a member of his body. This means we are not ordinary people. We are united in him and deeply loved by him. Even as fellow believers, we must be careful and intentional in how we treat one another, recognizing the divine connection we share. Honoring each other as members of his body is honoring Christ himself. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 3 John. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, 3 John.
The Book of 3 John.
The Elder. To my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some believers come and testify to your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people, so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name.
The end of the book of 3rd John.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.